This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition, New Year's Eve edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Yep, it's New Year's Eve day, morning rather, the morning of, early morning. And I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Let's not forget, everybody working out there in the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and we have our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check out the things that are there. And by the way, if you can't hear our program anywhere else, there's a live stream playing there right now. You can hear the show live and in living color. And when it's not being played live, you'll hear the replay of the whole show, all 4 hours of it, and then it reloops and reloops and reloops and plays over and over again till the next live show comes on. In the meantime, here we go, California way. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, well, here we go. Now, for the people listening to us in Colorado on our affiliate AM 710 The Answer, KNUS, we're going to give you some information about some shelters. It's cold up that way. We know that. And most of you, if you're not in your houses, and you probably aren't, you're in your cars. But we're going to tell you about these shelters. So, Kyle, go ahead.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, there are now 4 evacuation centers open in the area where the Marshall Fire is burning and these evacuations are happening. Number one, the South Border Recreation Center at 1360, that's 1360 Gillespie Drive in Boulder. 1360 Gillespie Drive in Boulder. Number two, the Lafayette YMCA at 2800 Dagny Way in Lafayette. That's the YMCA at 2800 Dagny Way in Lafayette. Number three, the North Border Recreation Center at 3170 Broadway in Boulder. That's 3170 Broadway in Boulder. Number four, the Rocky Mountain Christian Church at 9447 Nivote Road in Longmont. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's Niwot Road in Longmont. And also, one caveat here, if you are COVID positive right now and you still have to evacuate, please evacuate to the COVID recovery center at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church at 3485 Stanford Court in Boulder. That's 3485 Stanford Court in Boulder.
Okay, not to be outdone, Lenny is in Kentucky. He's working with the tornado victims there, and he sent me some information. Let me see if I can get to that real quick. He says people in Kentucky need our help after the tornado damage destroyed and damaged so many different homes. And, yeah, it looks like a bomb went off all through the state of Kentucky for sure. He says it's a tax-free gift. The local Elk chapter is raising money there in Kentucky, or you can contact the Elks and find out how to put donate money or whatever to the campaign for Kentucky. And we also heard from Leo down in Miami. I don't know what happened there with him, but he said that he lost his phone or something, had to get a new phone, and he wound up losing all his contacts, and we wound up figuring out how to get a hold of us again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got I saw what was happening. He lost his thing or something that. So, and oh, Captain, here's one other quick thing. The Boulder Office of Emergency Management. You can find them on Twitter @BoulderOEM. That's @BoulderOEM, and you can see updates from their Office of Emergency Management during this fire.
And that's OEM. That's Oscar Edward Michael.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, because I thought I heard you say N. All right. AOC, a staffer, called Israel racist European ethnostate, whatever the hell that is. And she didn't, and the staffer didn't stop there, continued to lambaste Israel. You know, I've just about had it with these people, these progressive left democratic socialists. And you people up there in New York that elect people like AOC, you need to understand, she's not working for you. She's working for herself. She's made $6 million while she's been in office, folks. What have you done?
Right. Well, you know, Captain, this latest attack on Israel's very existence, evidently, is just not going to work. And it just really shows, number one, how desperate the far left is, but they're willing to go to any lengths to try to use their tactics. They're trying to make you think that they're for unity and everybody being altruistic, and we're going to have a better plan for you mm-hmm. people and this kind of stuff. And that's really not true. They're just using mm-hmm. this as a tactic mm-hmm. in order to get power.
Speaking of Colorado Governor Jared Polis yesterday shortened the prison sentence of the truck driver convicted in the deadly crash from 110 years to 10 years, and that was a smart thing for him to do.
Well, there was a lot of outcry because of that sentence, yes.
Yeah, it was. I believe it was way overboard. I get what the judge was trying to do, but it was way overboard.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the governor taking action on that.
Yeah, and we're getting ready to take a break, and we're getting ready to come back from that break. I do hear the music coming up in my ear, so Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to break. We'll be back, and I'm going to get up on my soapbox at the bottom of the hour because there's something that I got to tell you about that nobody's talking about, but we're going to. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
The Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take because of the problems that I have, and it's been working for me for going on 7 years. Now, if you're suffering from, let's say maybe you've got some inflammation or you've got some swelling or you've got some pain that's just there and you just can't seem to get rid of it. Or maybe you're taking some heavy-duty medication to try to get rid of pain and it's not working. How about trying a natural path? That's what this is. 100% drug-free, and it works because it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. What you're going to get in the product is turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower and eliminate pain associated with the problems you're having by going straight to the source. Best part, it's 100% drug-free. 100% drug-free. And you can get it all started with a 3-week quick start for $19.95 by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, check it out, find out what it's all about, and hopefully you will be pain-free just like I am now. And when I do get pain, I take an extra little sack of that stuff because you keep it in your system and it works. And after all you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. The Broward County Public School System is set to hold an emergency school board meeting today to determine whether or not employees, vendors, and visitors will have to wear face coverings while the students and staff return from winter break. Now, this is in violation of what the governor said, and this includes the students, by the way, wearing masks. This is in violation of what the governor said when he said that there were going to be no more students in schools wearing masks. So here we are in a collision course, and of course what happens is if the school doesn't back off, the state will not give them their funding.
Well, right. You know, there's also, Captain, it's interesting because the other day Joe Biden said there was no federal solution to COVID, basically.
Mm-hmm.
In Michigan, the governor there, I think they're holding out in the sense of these quarantine times and so forth. So that's an interesting sort of conflict brewing there as well. But what's happening in Florida, of course, is very significant because the state government there has said this isn't going to be, and you've got others saying, oh, yes, it will, and we'll see what happens when they meet up here.
And in the meantime, former President Trump, has asked the Supreme Court to consider the Washington Post interview with the January 6th panel chairman and take a look at what he had to say, which was a direct attack on Trump, accusing him of something without having any proof in his hands.
Well, you know, as more of this comes out, Captain, of course, there's already sort of a set narrative that the left and the Democrats in the House and the Senate and certainly in the media have already wanted to, that they're looking for, you know, to buttress what they already have out there. But it's interesting to me. A lot of times, you know, that's that old saying, facts are stubborn things. Well, we'll see when we really delve into this.
Well, I know what they're doing and why they're doing it, and I'll be talking about it at the bottom of the hour because that's going to be one of the big topics we're going to talk about. So folks will want to be listening to that. Now, Hillary, not to be counted out of anything, made a comment. She said the progressives, that would be AOC, Omar, Presley, Tlaib, and that bunch, are spoiling the Democratic agenda and destroying the Democrats' 2022 chances, and they need to just sit down and be quiet.
Well, I mean,
Hillary.
Well, but is there any doubt that Hillary's trying to at least begin to lay a framework wanting to run?
I'm telling you. As God is my witness, I'm telling you, she's trying to get back in the game.
Well, sure she is. And it's interesting that she's saying this specifically about Omar, Presley, and Tlaib and the rest of the squad. Because people, they've seen this happen now. You and I have talked about it. We know that they've colonized now into the Democrat Party and are taking it over. Instead of making their own party, they're trying to use the existing structure of the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. But to have Hillary come out and say this is very significant.
Now, remember the January 6th incident had a lot of repercussions about the Washington, D.C. mayor who did not call for the National Guard soon enough. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi was also on that committee, and she was chastised as well. Well, all of a sudden, yesterday, we hear the Department of Defense, Secretary of Defense, will be taking more authority for use of the Guard in Washington, D.C.
Very interesting. You know, a lot of times, what's going on with this in terms of what was happening that day, for example, even with the notion that, yes, there was going to be a major demonstration at the Capitol building, why wasn't there more done in order to prepare for that?
Now, you mentioned the Michigan Governor Whitmer. There's another story out about her. Michigan Governor Whitmer and the kidnap suspects, which was all put together by the FBI. They led these guys on. They baited them. They conned them into getting into something, and they got caught. Now, the lawyers for these kidnap suspects are saying that the FBI controlled all aspects of the plot, and they're the ones that should be on trial, not these guys.
Well, it's very interesting because one wonders sometimes, and again, anybody who wants
whose side are they on? That's what I wonder.
Right. Well, but anybody who'd want to, you know, kidnap the governor of Michigan and so forth, this is obviously completely wrong, and they shouldn't have been or even planned to do it. That's just horrible. But it is an interesting question, Captain, that a lot of these so-called domestic terrorists or others, they seem to be, there always is somebody involved who's sort of facilitating it up to the point where they arrest them. So I think in this investigation, it'll be interesting to see what comes out with this. because it begs the question, would some of these people actually ever really, you know, get from point A to point B if they didn't have help of some operative?
Now, as of yesterday, and we talked about this on the program, there were 23 Democratic congressmen and women that were not going to seek re-election, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And there was another dozen that were going to run for other office, either in the states that they lived in, like a state office, a county office, or whatever, or they were going to run for U.S. Senate.
Right.
So that being said, we know that Nancy Pelosi is probably going to lose at least 30 seats in the Senate, or I'm sorry, in the House, right?
Yeah, at the very least.
However, guess who comes along and says, oh, no, double that? Dick Morse.
Really? Okay.
He said they're going to lose 60 seats minimum.
Well, anything over the what we already anticipate would be gravy. There's no doubt about that. But it would also be a very decisive message. I don't know, Captain, how the far left in the Democrat Party or even in the media could try to maintain the notion that America needs to go down the path as illuminated by the Squad. It would just be a real repudiation of that.
Yeah, America is over the Squad. Okay, there are certain pockets of the country where that's fine. But the only reason the Squad is even around is because of the mainstream media. But America in general is over the Squad.
Well, that's right. And I think having 30 or 60 seats in the House change over would be a massive repudiation of the ongoing onslaught that is part of the media right now. Every time you turn around, I mean, look at, we talked about earlier, AOC's aide or somebody talking of this horrible stuff about Israel, and on it goes. And again, they're not there to do congressional business. They're there to promote a particular agenda, mm-hmm. which is not really in the best interest of the United States.
And make no mistake about it, Hillary is out there trying to change the narrative because she realizes that Joe Biden is not up to it. He's not up to his A game. He's not in the game at all, as a matter of fact. She knows it, and she's trying to better her chances for doing whatever needs to be done, which I'm sure people are going to take a look at her in the Democratic Party and say, hey, she wasn't so bad after all. Maybe we should bring her back. But then you're defeating the whole purpose of the younger crowd coming along that you campaigned on.
Well, right. Well, as long as they don't bring back the Scooby Van. No more Scooby Van.
Well, they can bring back the banjo. All right. Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back bottom of the hour with our next information. And by the way, why is it Nancy Pelosi just can't quit and go back home? We're going to give you an idea here.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why is that good? Why is that good?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a phone call. It's the second in the past month. The White House says tensions at the Ukrainian border and Ukraine's potential admission to NATO were some of the primary talking points. Putin, who asked for the call, said that Ukraine's entrance into the defense alliance would amount to a security threat to Russia. Biden has told Putin in the past that Russia would face harsh economic punishment if it moved military against Ukraine. The CDC has recorded nearly 2 million new COVID-19 cases in the past week. At least 15 states have now reported their highest single-day totals ever. Hospitals are saying they're seeing a staggering surge in COVID patients, both adults and children, and 99% of them are unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Case. Call 800.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okie dokie, you can do that by going to the Captain's America Third Watch and sign up over there, and boom, you're in. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, MyPillow.com is a website. You can go over there. You'll see all kinds of things, products listed on the home page there. And it'll say the price with your promo code is so-and-so and such-and-such. Now, guess what? Promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Very simple. The promo code is going to be Captain to save the money. Now, they also have a radio listener specials page there, which has well over 100 items. And those items there are marked down 50 to 75%. Again, big savings. Promo code will always be Captain to get that low price. Now, if you want to call up a live person, speak to somebody on the phone, you can do that too at 800-641-5459. The number again, 800-641-5459. And don't forget the website, MyPillow.com. The promo code, Captain. The phone number, 800-641-5459. There you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Nancy Pelosi is not going to be the Speaker of the House after the election in November. And that's my thoughts based on everything I see. What do you think about that, number one?
Well, Captain, certainly if the red wave continues to go as we're starting to see it gather, you know, it's, at this point it's way out in the ocean, but as it gets closer to the shore, it's going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Basically, Nancy Pelosi is going to be seen as the speaker that lost the House.
Yeah, and by the way, geographically, technically, by the chronological date, it won't be the day after the election that she loses the speakership. She just will be the lame duck speaker until the new speaker on the Republican side gets officially elected and installed when they come back from their post-election deal, whatever that happens to be, right?
Well, that's right. But in the interim, we could probably safely predict that she will try to do a bunch of different stuff just to try to gum up the works.
Let me tell you what she knows and what we know. There are never-ending stories, and then there are never-ending stories. And there's no better example of the latter than Nancy Pelosi's continued obsession with the January 6th Capitol insurrection and her subsequent silly January 6th witch hunt, which now we learn Madam Speaker plans to continue her hearings into the new year. In other words, go all the way to as long as she can with this stuff. Now, the question is why? Why do you think?
Well, obviously, because they're trying to continue to lay a basis to do as much as they can for the upcoming elections. They want to focus it on Trump. They want to focus on the idea of an insurrection, and on it will go, because they got nothing else, Captain. They can't run on the economy. They can't run on the border. They can't run on foreign policy. They can't run on energy.
Well, you're right about what you said, but you forgot to mention a big thing. Joe Biden's numbers are in the toilet and are going to get worse, and she's going to try to create the illusion that Donald Trump may not be so good either, and they're going to try to come up with something to where they might be able to go after him to try to indict him, and they'll get that out there. There is a case in New York, there's a case in Georgia where they're trying to go after him actively right now as we speak. They're going to try to keep all that in the forefront because they don't want people talking about Biden and his horrible record.
Well, right. I mean, the problem is every night on the news, they're talking about Biden and his horrible record in one shape or form or another. And the fact that, again, they can't put Biden out there or Harris and say, here's our standard bearers. Let's keep going and give them big majorities in the House and Senate. It's just not going to work.
Now, according to the Washington Post, the House committee investigating the January 6th attack plans to begin holding public hearings in January to tell the story of the insurrection from start to finish, while crafting an ample interim report of its findings by summer as it shifts into a more public phase of work. Now, something else that's going to be released this summer is the Durham report.
Right.
You're
right.
Going to have dueling reports out there. And this is another reason why Nancy has to keep this narrative going. You're going to have them trying to go after Trump and company again, and you're going to have the Durham report, which is going to go after a bunch of Democrats, including, we understand, Hunter Biden.
That will be very, very interesting. And if I can say, Captain, that through all this, with the January 6th investigation, the Durham report coming out, going back to Hillary Clinton, she's probably thinking to herself, maybe everybody will just forget when I said, what difference does it make? And maybe she thinks that she'll be able to get a little bit more support or sort of worm her way in through all that mess.
Well, we're going to hear all kinds of nonsense. The show trial, the data that's been collected, the hearings, we're going to hear all that. And we're just going to have to put up with it with the question. The remaining question is going to be, why doesn't Pelosi realize the horse is dead and let it go?
Well, because she can't let it go. Someone like her, she's just not going to do that. This is, in other words, she's not going to ride off into the sunset and say, well, I had my time here and thanks very much. Good night, everybody. She's not going to do that, I don't think.
Well, it's because she's desperate to change the narrative and get something out there to get it away from Joe Biden and the Democrats, because she knows she's going to lose control. She knows she's not going to be the speaker, and she's going to try to save it any way she can with a bunch of misinformation and misdirection, and that's what she is going to try to do. And she is the master at that sort of stuff.
Well, the term scorched earth comes to mind. You know, the country has changed. It's moved on from all this stuff that the Democrat mm-hmm. Party elite have tried to foist on.
Mm-hmm. And what tells me that this is true, and what tells me the Democrats are in trouble, is when you have a poll like the University of Massachusetts Amherst poll that came out on Tuesday that shows that these are Democrats voting in this, that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrats are in huge trouble with their own supporters who are not supporting them anymore.
Well, Captain, can you imagine meeting at a coffee shop and meeting a Joe Biden voter or a stalwart Democrat who's always voted Democrat? Can they look you in the eye and tell you how great everything is, how glad they are that they voted for Joe Biden because everything is so wonderful in the United States right now? Well, of course they can't. And that's because they themselves see, hey, this has really just gone up in smoke here.
Well, I got an email yesterday from a friend of mine in Massachusetts who told me about a couple of Democrats that he had coffee with in a Starbucks up there in his local area. And he says these people had just told him that they'd just come back from the voter registration office and they changed their voter registration from Democrat to Republican.
That is really something. It goes to show the lack of leadership from the Democrat Party elite. They've allowed, as we talked about, they've allowed AOC and the Squad and so forth to colonize into the Democrat Party. They've done nothing about it, and they have allowed this stuff that just tears the country apart to go on and on and on. It's no wonder people are hashtag walk away from the Democrat Party.
And there's going to be a whole bunch of them this year.
Yes. Well, and it's going to get...
By the way, I've got that song here somewhere. Walk away song.
Well, because you know, Captain, it does come down to the quality of life. The fact that people, they can't even really plan for their future right now. They don't know how much stuff is going to cost next month. You know, this kind of thing. They understand how far we've fallen, truly, as a result of Joe Biden's lack of leadership and his caving to the far left. And it continues. The country just gets torn apart. Americans aren't about that. But you got people that come in to play, that get in the media, or they get quoted on the media, and it's constantly being barraged at people about how America's bad, and we got to tear each other apart, and all this other stuff. People don't like that, whether they're a Democrat or a Republican. They're decent people, and they don't like the indecency that's being foisted upon us.
Well, you're right, and, you know, everybody listening to this program, I'm sure, is standing up going, rah-rah!
Well, we hope so, because we're talking about America. So many things, Captain, about America transcends your typical partisan differences. There's something else about America that's important.
All right, well, hold that thought, and we're going to take us to break. We're going to let Senator John Kennedy do this.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, 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 oh. Mm-hmm. I can make a living from walking in the woods. You can bet I'd be sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I've been wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's a prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich and Flint River paid. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. I get a little farm pond buzz, sound of gravel when I'm backing up, pulling a string on a 9.92 stroke.
That's Luke Bryan, Tecibo. And he's hunting, fishing, loving every day. And I'll tell you what, just watching that video, Kyle, is interesting.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yep. Just watching, because that's a video song deal. All right, well, listen, you got enough to talk about out west, but my God, the middle of the country and down my way has just exploded in the last hour. Go for it.
That's right, Captain. Just briefly out west, of course, we're continuing to watch these winter storm warnings and so forth. So if you're up in the state of Washington near Walla Walla or Moscow, you got a winter storm warning. Winter weather advisory for our friends in Montana, and also wind chill advisory over most of northern Montana. This is also going to include the area of Glasgow and, as we said, in through northern Montana there. Bozeman has a winter weather advisory, as does Billings. Winter weather advisories in southern Wyoming, coming across I-80 through Cheyenne and Laramie, Elk Mountain. Also, of course, we've been talking about Denver with the terrible fires there, the Marshall Fire, and then now what's also called the Middle Fork Fire. But also, if you're coming west out of Denver on I-70, you've got winter storm warnings and avalanche warnings all the way as you head over to Utah. Coming down Interstate 15 from Logan and Salt Lake City, where there's a little bit of snow going on right now, all the way to St. George, winter weather advisory. Freeze watch in the Phoenix area as well. Storms have moved out of Southern California, but Albuquerque, you've got winter storm warnings as well tonight.
All right, well, here we go, folks, and I'll tell you what, it's not pretty because the weather's changed dramatically in the central part of the country since last hour. I'll start with the bitter cold temperatures, North Dakota, South Dakota, over into Minnesota, really cold to the west, and moving to the, all this stuff is moving to the east. You've also got cold temperatures starting to creep into Wisconsin right now. About half of Iowa's under some real solid cold temperatures. Nebraska, Kansas. Now, you've got winter storm watches up in some of these areas of Kansas and Nebraska and Iowa and the northern half of Missouri. But you've also got dense fog advisories thrown into the mix there, too, because coming up the Mississippi River, as you get up into Illinois and east and west sides of the river, all the way over to Indiana, you've got a dense fog advisory now on the lower half of Illinois. You've got the winter storm advisory watch, rather, for Chicago. Looking at Kentucky, looking at southern Indiana, looking at southern Ohio, looking at the southern part of Missouri and the upper half of Arkansas right now. You've got rain right now that started up in there. Again, that's the tornado area. They don't need any more rain because it's making it miserable enough as it is. Then you've got dense fog coming across Nashville tonight, as well as the eastern part of Arkansas. Memphis, you've got fog right now. You've got fog across the northern part of Mississippi. You've got fog across the northern half of Georgia, which includes I-75 all the way up to Tennessee, and in Tennessee all the way up I-81 to the Virginia line. You've also got fog tonight in the mountains of Virginia, mountains of North Carolina, up through the middle section of Pennsylvania, which is also the mountains, up into Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, up into southern New York, a dense fog area all the way up through there. Fog along the Chesapeake Bay. You've got some windy conditions over there, too. Florida, most of Florida now is under a dense fog advisory. That starts down around Naples. It goes up I-75 all the way to Lake City. It's over on the east side, all the way from about Fort Pierce all the way up to just about Jacksonville. It goes across I-10 all the way to New Orleans and then hugs the water and goes all the way down to way down below to South Texas. And we've got a freeze watch tonight and a frost advisory tonight north of Houston, just north of Harris County in Texas. Plus, we've got some unsettled weather, and there could be today, folks, coming across the Mississippi and Ohio valleys. There could be, because of the difference in the temperatures, there could be some severe thunderstorms and or a few tornadoes. Pay close attention to the radio. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show. You got about 30 seconds, and then let us know.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com, and we hope to see you there.
All right, and we'll see you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
We're going to bring in the new year with Kyle Warren, and if Denise Simon is up and around and able to do it, she's going to be there, too. You going to be there?
Sure.
2022 with Denise Simon.
There you go.
All right, listen, I got to talk about Colorado because we've been informing the people tonight through our affiliate, KNUS in Denver. There's about 35,000 people without power right now because they shut the power off because that was part of the problem that they were having with the power lines going down, which was creating more of these ground grass fires. The grass is very dry in some of these areas, and they've had just a horrible, horrible problem all day long in Colorado.
So they've got some evacuations that are going on, telling people to get out immediately. I think a hotel is burned down. I don't know how many houses, a couple of businesses already. I don't know what the status is on how this thing really started and how much control they have over the fire, but what a sad time for this to be going on.
Well, they had some high winds go through the area, gusts up to 105 miles an hour, and apparently it knocked down a power line, which happened to be a live power line, and that seems to be what got it going. But that's all it took, and they've shut the power off in three of their cities, affecting 35,000 people, and they have asked about 25,000 people to evacuate where they're at and get out. Mm-hmm. They've got shelters. We've been telling people earlier where the shelters were, but again, our affiliate in Denver, KNUS AM710, The Answer, you can find out more information on their website, and we will relay anything we get from the Office of Emergency Management there because we have been in contact with them.
Good.
Yeah, so there you go. Now, we should be coming up on the break here real quick, but when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about what Vladdy and what Joey had to say yesterday, because I don't think that was a pretty conversation they had. What do you think?
I don't think we're being told anything about the conversation.
No, but, well, we are, but I don't know if I'm going to believe it. Okay.
That's true. Correct.
Yeah, I've got one quote that's supposedly here, but we'll and it came from the White House, so you never know about those things. They got their talking point out there, I guess. But that doesn't mean that Putin didn't tell Joe to take a long walk off a short pier. All right, hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, as we continue to roll along here on a Friday morning. And we got a little something here. Here we go.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watcher with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.